This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and today I have the honor of interviewing Johnny Garcia. Johnny, thank you for doing this.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's my pleasure and honor to do this with you.
So where are you originally from?
I am from a little town in South Texas called Weslaco, Texas. It's about 5 miles north of the Mexican border, way down south where, you know, between Arlington, Texas and McAllen, Texas. It's called the Rio Grande Valley. But anyway, that's where I'm from and been in Nashville for 22 years now.
So how old were you first started picking, when you first started playing music?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm the youngest of a family of three brothers, and my older brothers are guitar players as well, and my dad was a guitar player. So I must have been 2 or 3 years old before when I started fooling around with guitars. There's just guitars all over the house, you know.
So basically, they taught you.
My oldest brother, Simon, he's the one that kind of took me a little more under his wing and so forth. And he just taught me a few fundamental things. And then he said, you better run with this stuff from here and, you know, and grow. And also, I think I was maybe 13 or 14 years old. He bought me my first real electric guitar. And a PV amp that was bigger than I was. So, yeah, he was very instrumental in helping me out when I was a kid.
You know? So now, how old were you when you first actually played a gig for money, when you started playing where you were doing it for money?
About 15 years old.
And yeah. What was that?
My first gig was at it was in somebody's backyard at a party, some sort of high school party that got really out of control. But I remember, I think I made $10 that night, and I think my second gig was like at a community center in my hometown, and I was like 2 or 3 people there.
So you've always played music? Did you do anything else before you decided you were going to professionally do your living with music?
Yeah, I used to own an electric company. I'm a master electrician. It was called Border Electric down there in South Texas and stuff. I did really well with that company. I started that when I was about 22 years old, and then did that for about 8 years, and that's when I came up and auditioned for Trisha Yearwood, and I never went back to South Texas.
And what year was that?
1991.
So you've been in Nashville since 91?
Yes.
And got the gig with Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah, I came and auditioned. I flew out here on a Sunday, auditioned Monday morning at 8 a.m., which is unheard of that artists and musicians do anything at that time of day. And I think they had 2 full days of auditions, 30-minute slots each guitar player. And on the second day, they called me to come back in because they couldn't make up their mind between me and this other guitar player, amazing guitar player named Kenny Kramer. And so we went back on a Tuesday night. And when I got back to the rehearsal room, the band was gone, because the whole band was already intact, and they were just looking for the guitar player, lead guitar player. And the other gentleman, the other guitar player, was there, though. So we got to meet there, and he was already like a major league guy. You know, he was touring with the big, big names at that point, and I was like, nobody ever heard of me. I got recommended to the gig because the bass player that got the gig knew me from back in Texas. And Kenny was nice enough. He had like the dream rig. I think he had two super reverbs, like blackface reverbs in stereo. And I had rented the Fender Twin that sounded horrible. And the guy said, hey man, you want to make this fair? Why don't you plug in my rig and use my rig? I said, really? Yes, you know, which was awfully nice of him. He didn't even know me.
Kenny's a great guy.
Yeah, and so I did. And I got the gig, and I wound up seeing him maybe 4 or 5 months later down the road, because I was touring like 3 days after that with Trisha opening for Garth Brooks. And then I ran into him at a festival. I think he was playing with, might have been Ronnie Millsap. And he comes up to me, and I hadn't seen him ever since, and he says, you owe me drinks forever. And every time I see him to this day, you know, it's Jack and Coke.
Oh, that's funny. So what kind of guitar do you play? What's your preferred guitar?
Well, I guess my favorite one through all the years is a 62 Fender Strat.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a 69 Tele that I like a whole lot. You know, but I have all the guitars just because in studio world especially, you know, you need to be armed with everything from Gretsch's to you know, Gibsons and Fenders, you know, depending on what's called for, you know.
So, you also write songs?
I do, yes.
And you have your own studio here in Nashville?
Yes, I have my own studio here, which we, I built this studio just as a mix room and overdub room, but now it's full production. So I'm plugging. Anybody needs my studio, come check it out. It's awesome. So we're, you know, high definition, everything, all the best gear in the business and so forth. So, but again, I had built it for my publishing company, you know, and then I'm producing a lot of records and so forth. So we've turned it into a full recording facility. Yeah.
So with Trisha, with Garth now, do you play on any of their recordings or you just do the live work with them?
Trisha, I've played many of her records. She's in the middle of doing a record right now, which is awesome. I haven't heard any of the tracks. I haven't played yet on this one. Garth Brooks is co-producing this record, so he's got his, mainly his camp from Recording World that recorded every one of his records in there. They're all friends of mine. They're amazing players, so I'm expecting just an amazing record. So, but yeah, I have played on a lot of her records, yes.
Have you worked with a lot of other artists? Are you basically, you're on call with Trisha, and then, of course, you also play with Garth, or are you, or do you work with any other artists, or just...
I don't travel with any other artists. Those are the only two artists I travel with. Mm-hmm. Luckily, there hasn't been, you know, I've been with Trisha 22 years, and Garth, I guess, I started with him around 2000 or so, so we haven't run into any conflict in scheduling so far, but if we do, you know, I would have to go with Trisha because she'll kick my butt.
I don't imagine it'll
she'll get us both, yeah.
Now, you work with her also, like, on TV and in videos and things like that.
Yeah.
How do you like playing those kind of shows as opposed to being on a live stage, going in there with those cameras?
Well, with Trisha, we have done a lot of big TV throughout all her career. And, you know, a lot of those things have been, you know, either award shows or like late night shows or morning shows, you know, The Tonight Show, Letterman, and you name it, Good Morning America, all that stuff. We've done it many, many times, especially when there's a new record that's fixing to be released. You go out there and do a lot of promotion, you know, so you get on TV all over the place. And with her, every time we've ever done television, we've always played live. We play for real. We sing for real. We don't lip sync anything. And that's very much by design from her and me. I'm her music director, and we always want to do it live and for real. And about 20, 30 seconds before we hit, I go, why do we do this to ourselves? But it's great, you know, because a lot, you know, there's, you know, millions of people watching, and boy, you better do this right, you know.
But as many times as you've done it now, you're probably pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said.
I'm very comfortable with it, yeah. And with Garth, it's been the same thing also. We only did one, I think it was at the ACMs in Vegas, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. He was getting some, like, Lifetime Achievement Award or something, and he decided he wanted to do a medley of songs. And it was like 7 or 8 or 9 songs put together. And it was kind of an awkward medley, you know, just because the songs, the transition between songs to song to song was, you know, it was a little tough, you know. It was well done. He did it himself. Garth does everything himself. He arranges all of his things and so forth. And, it was kind of risky, so we, you know, he had the tracks pre-recorded, and the band just got up there and lip-synced. But I mention that because there's a funny story behind it. As we're right before we're going to get on stage at the ACMs, you know, Garth always gets us together, and we do, you know, we put our hands together and stuff, and he does a little pep talk. And he says, well, boys, we're lip-synced in the tracks for the first time, you know. But I'm sure you guys are going to find a way to screw this up anyway. So we get on stage, and none of us are wearing ear monitors. We're old-fashioned guys. With Trisha or Garth, we all pretty much, you know, depend on floor wedges. And when we got on stage, he was just depending on the side fills to hear the count to the medley. And the crowd was so loud that he couldn't hear the count. And he was like 2 beats off the whole entire medley. That's the biggest train wreck of my career, man. And that's because we were lip syncing.
Yeah.
And he looked back at us a couple of times, and there's nothing we could do. We were totally helpless because it's a track spinning, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, most live performances that you see on TV are that way.
I know.
But yeah. He was singing for real, you know, but the band was all. That's why he never was able to lock in because it was a mess, and then the crowd kept yelling louder and louder and louder, and it's like, forget about it. We're just happy to get that one done.